Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Patriots Friday, Jones and Keith could be joined at any moment by the Milkman, Milton Williams. We still have our Bozo touchdown parlay on the way in the grab bag.
This is the week.
I think so.
Oh, I feel it.
It's fair to say we're due.
It wasn't last week.
No, I felt good about last week. I really genuinely felt good about last. I felt great about all our weeks. I felt good about last week.
You don't normally warm up for the Bozo parlay until around week 8. And here we are.
Well, last year we hit it week 3.
Oh, was it that early?
And then we've never hit it again since.
No.
But
we're on like a Bruins-like streak.
It's a good point. We started like the Bruins a year ago.
We're the Boston Bruins of the Bozo Parlor.
We never quite got a bet.
Oh, good one.
Us,
because they had the Avalanche on Saturday. Yeah, we're going to hit on Sunday.
I don't like their chances. Yeah, us. Yeah. So stay tuned for that, plus our Survivor picks. But, oh, you know what that means. Time for the keys.
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
Okay, it is week 8. We have the Patriots hosting the Browns. Pats are 5-2. Browns are 2-5. Patriots 7.5-point favorites with an over-under of 40.5. Kickoff 1 o'clock at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts on Sunday. The Patriots stink at home, and the Browns are winless on the road, so something has to give. The Browns are great against the run. The Patriots, terrible at running, so something doesn't have to give. According to Google AI Overview, there have been at least 21 players and coaches named Brown in the history of the Cleveland Browns. And by my count, the Patriots have had at least 3. If the Patriots return a fumble for a touchdown this week versus Cleveland, it'll be the first time the team has returned a fumble for a touchdown in back-to-back weeks since 2015.
It's a good squad.
Cleveland fans are lovingly known as the Dog Pound, which is also how my ex-wife lovingly referred to her Friday nights when she went out with friends.
Rude.
Legendary Browns running back Jim Brown wasn't just the ultimate jock. He appeared in over 50 movies and TV shows. You may remember him as Byron Williams in Mars Attacks, Slaughter in Slaughter, Spivey in He Got Game, Montezuma Monroe in Any Given Sunday, and as himself in Draft Day. These aren't your daddy's Cleveland Browns. For real, they're actually the Baltimore Ravens. I see the wheels in Jones's head turning right now, trying to figure out what the H I mean. But let me stop him before he short circuits. The original team relocated to Baltimore in 1996. But the Browns' name, colors, and franchise history remained in Cleveland and were used to establish a new expansion team that began playing in 1999. Back in 1995, Bill Belichick was the last head coach of that original Browns team. Just 6 years later, he won a Super Bowl with the Patriots, and his girlfriend was born. Adobe Photoshop is a powerful software for editing and manipulating digital images. Used by photographers, graphic designers, and artists to perform tasks like retouching, compositing, color correction, and graphic design. The Patriots team are second in the NFL against the run, allowing 77.1 rushing yards per game. The Patriots' record for fewest rushing yards allowed since the NFL merger is 88.6, which they did in 2016.
Another good squad.
To quote Drew Carey, all this energy calling me back where it comes from. It's such a crude attitude. It's back where it belongs. All the little chicks with the crimson lips go, Cleveland rocks, Cleveland rocks, Ohio. Safety Brendan Schooler reached double-digit special teams tackles for the third time in his career after finishing with two special teams tackles last week at Tennessee to give him a team-leading 10 special teams tackles. Schooler had four special teams tackles as a rookie in 2022 and 13 in 2023. If he registers two special teams tackles this week against Cleveland, he will match Corwin Brown and Larry Izzo for the most special teams tackles through the first 8 weeks of the season in franchise history with 12 special teams tackles.
Corwin Brown, good Brown.
Taking the Browns to the Super Bowl is a euphemism for a bowel movement. However, you're going to want to do that way more often than the zero times Cleveland has ever played in the Super Bowl. Not only is Cleveland the birthplace of Burgess Meredith, many inventions have come from the mistake on the lake. Inventions include the gas mask, modern traffic light, Lifesavers candy, and the first electric streetcar. Other innovations include the modern golf ball, the first self-contained breathing apparatus for firefighters, and the first full-body x-ray. The city also claims the first electrified public square, the first rock and roll concert, and the first commercial sale of an automobile.
Wow.
Nicknamed Bigfoot, Myles Garrett is known for his massive sack numbers. The Patriots should keep an eye out for that guy. Stephon Diggs enters this week with 896 career receptions and needs four receptions this week against Cleveland to become the 29th player in NFL history with 900 career receptions. Diggs is fifth among all active players in receptions behind just Travis Kelce, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Hopkins, and Devontae Adams.
Woo!
If you're looking for player nicknames, the Cleveland Browns boast a roster of some of the league's greatest in its checkered history. Miles Superman Garrett, Johnny Football Manziel, but I bet Jones doesn't remember the nickname of four-time Pro Bowl edge Jim Houston.
Definitely not.
Mr. Dependable.
Oh, good.
Speaking of great nicknames, the Milkman.
Oh, is the Milkman joining us
right
now?
Oh, it's Patriots Friday, Jones.
Wow, how about that?
We'll wrap up Keys on the other side of the Milkman.
Milton Williams, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. Milkman, Milton Williams, thanks for joining us here on Jones and Keefe.
Appreciate
Well, thank you very much. We were right in the middle of the keys to the game. I don't know if you had any keys this week.
Oh yeah, good, that's good.
To matching up against the Browns.
Stopping the run. You know, they got a lot of veterans on their front. They got a good young back playing pretty good. So that's our main focus for this week. You know, stopping the run and get out the field on third down. We've got opportunity.
You know, what have you seen? It's been a few starts now for Dylan Gabriel, a third-round pick, rookie quarterback back there for the Browns. What have you noticed about him, watching him on tape?
Man, he's a rookie, so he obviously still kind of learning, you know, trying to get the ball out of his hands on time and going through his progressions. Now, I think we can take advantage of just him being a young player. And, I put it on D-line for us to try to affect him and get him rattled a little bit. And like I said, getting off the field on third down, try to create some turnovers and get the ball back for our offense.
We had a lefty quarterback battle last week, Dylan Gabriel and Tua. There's another one this week. It's Tua and Penix. How about that?
They face all the lefty quarterbacks.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Anything different? I know you faced one earlier this year, as Keith illustrated, and I guess another one next week. Anything different against a lefty?
You know, they instead of most right-handed quarterbacks like to escape tied to their right side because they're just comfortable going that way. So basically it's flipped. You know, he want to escape to his left, roll out to his left, and get everybody going that way and try to find a receiver that way. So just being good in our rush lanes, knowing where he's going to want to escape, and just being ready for it.
Is there anything you can point to as to why you guys have had some slow starts this year? I know Coach Vrabel was talking about it during the week, but, you know, Cam Ward is able to get a couple of scoring drives early and then nothing else. You know, go all the way back to the Carolina game. Bryce Young and Carolina moved down the field. And then after that, you pretty much shut them out. But early on in games, teams have had good first drives. Anything you can point to on that?
I feel like I'm just repeating myself saying this. Is just like the script. Like the first 10, 15 plays that the offense been working on all week, or if they see us not cover something right versus another opponent, you know, we're going to see it until we correct it. So we've just been seeing a lot of repeat plays. I think they do a good job of trying to keep the D-line from affecting the plays with boot actions, you know, match protecting or, you know, screen plays or getting the ball out, you know, throwing checkdowns and things like that, you know. Then once they get out of their first 15 plays, then they go back to what they usually or what we've been scouting them to do all week. And then, you know, everybody settle in and then we play.
Talking to Milton Williams. He joins us every other Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keefe. I think Drake May singled out Myles Garrett as, the best defensive player in the league, one of the best players in the league. If, for your money, who do you think is the best defensive player in the league?
Myles Garrett, for sure.
Why?
For sure. I mean, he just – you got to know where he is at all times. And just the attention that he gives respect from other teams, it's got a lot of opportunities for other guys on the D-line too. Like, it ain't just him on the D-line. But if you got two and three guys, you know, watching him, the rest of these guys getting one-on-ones. And, no, they got a pretty good D-line for some pretty good pass rushers. So, he a game wrecker. If you ain't looking for him, he gonna mess up whatever you're trying to do.
What about the offensive line for the Browns? Even in the last few years, they haven't always had the best offense, but it seems like they've had pretty good O-lines. I think Joel Petonio has been all-pro mm-hmm. a bunch of times. He's a Pro Bowler every single year. He's been all-pro a bunch. So what stands out about those guys?
They're a big front, just like Buffalo. They got some big guys up front, veteran, smart guys. Batonio, of course, like you said, been an all-pro Pro Bowl, been a good guard for a long time. Wyatt Teller, too, another big guy. Can cover you up, but he's been an all-pro and a Pro Bowl player for a while, too. So, no, it's a challenge for us. You know, we're going to have to be on our P's and Q's and, you know, do what we do week in and week out. Like I said, stop the run, get hands on people. Then when you get your opportunities to go rush, win one-on-ones, and shoot, whatever we can do to affect the game, that's what we need to do.
I don't know if you followed the saga of Shedeur Sanders at all this year, but he held a Q&A at one point where he kind of mimed his answers. He didn't actually speak, but he kind of mouthed his answers. You have any tricks for avoiding the media, media members like ourselves, Milton?
Nah, y'all doing y'all job. Y'all gonna ask the tough questions and try to catch me slipping on something. But you know, I'm gonna give y'all. I'm trying to answer the question. Y'all ain't going to catch me slipping, though.
I know that. No, you've been great. We've enjoyed our conversations. We won't talk to you for another 2 weeks. So let me give you a few last questions that I have for you. What is your favorite Halloween candy of all time?
Halloween candy? I'm going to say Reese's.
Nice.
Great choice.
The cups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite Halloween costume that you wore as a kid?
I ain't really celebrated Halloween in a long time, but when I did celebrate, of course I dressed up as a football player when I was like five.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Always good.
Anyone specific?
Nah, I was younger, and I think my mom didn't know any other team but the Cowboys, so I had a Cowboy uniform on.
Gotcha.
Very good.
I think that picture's still on my Instagram, matter of fact.
Oh, how about that?
We'll check that out. And then, are you a horror movie fan? And if so, do you have a favorite?
Absolutely not a horror movie fan.
Okay. All right.
I will watch it when it's daytime.
I got you. I feel you. Because Keith likes the horror movies.
I do, but I'm with you, Milton.
If I'm watching them, lights need to be on. It needs to be daylight outside. I'm with you on that.
It needs to be daytime, or if I go to the movies, it got to be like five people with me. And then we're going to be in there.
All right. Well, good stuff.
Hey, watching horror movies at night? Nah, y'all got that one.
Too spooky. I agree. Well, you enjoy Halloween. Good luck this weekend against the Cleveland Browns. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Milton Williams, every Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keefe, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. He gave us his key to the game, stopping the Cleveland run defense. Did you have any more keys over there?
Yeah, it's kind of climactic. We don't need to cue the music, Nick. I'll just say that.
Why not? Yeah.
All right, fine. Yeah. All right, fine. You're bullying me into it. According to Google AI Overview, there's no evidence that former NFL player and current Jacksonville Jaguars executive Tony Boselli hates the Cleveland Browns, but Bruce Smith hates Boselli and doesn't believe he should be a Hall of Famer. The Browns, starting quarterback, leading rusher, and leading receiver are all rookies.
Oh, that's the key, yep.
And finally, there are no Derricks in the game, even Steven, when it comes to Derrick. So if you're looking for Derrick football, you're going to have to go somewhere else. If you add it all up, Jones, I'm going to take Patriots laying the 7.5 as well as the under 40.5.
That's the right way to bet it.
Yeah.
I think you do that.
I agree.
Patriots should win. The hook scares me a little.
Seven and a half, maybe.
Give that some time. Let that number move a little bit.
Yeah.
But I heard there's no Derricks
in the game at all.
Yeah, so that's been good for the Patriots the last few weeks.
You won't be able to find any Derricks.
So if that number doesn't come down, I think 7.5 is fine. And the under, it's low. But I think it could be ugly this weekend. So I'd agree with you on that.
Pretty good.
So there you go. That's the keys. Plus the milkman. If you missed any of it, Audacy app. AUDACY. Get that on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen live on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn app. Stay tuned. Patriots Friday here on WEEI. Who are they talking? Is it McDaniels this week? Who are they talking to? Which coordinator do they get?
Yeah, it might be McDaniels.
I think they're due for McDaniels, if I'm not mistaken.
So.
But we'll find out with WEEI afternoon. Yeah, I got 50. Yeah, I got 10. So stay tuned for
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We'll get you the clip du jour.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We teased it earlier, but this is the week for the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. We are technically 0-7, but there's been some hits along the way.
Seven.
Yeah.
Not overall hits.
No.
But hits within the parlay. So five of us once again trying to find a touchdown score on the board. Jones, why don't you start us off?
Oh, I'm going to start off with, as I like to do, finding the highest total out there. Dallas and Denver, I believe, is the highest total on the board. If not, it's close. Cowboys can't stop anyone. Cortland Sutton hasn't scored for 3 straight weeks. I think Bo Nix blows up.
Yes,
one of the
does.
Touchdowns is to Cortland Sutton, plus 125.
Okay, I'm going to go Rome Odunze, who was the House of Fire.
Can you spell that for me?
O-D-U-N-Z-E.
How's it written in the doc?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Who sees the doc?
Four we people? Do, and that's not close.
I said it right, and I spelled it right when pressed against it.
Yeah, but
I entered it quickly on my phone earlier today. Who cares?
I did see you try and say your Survivor pick in there.
Why don't you try to say whatever you just said?
I'm tapping out on that one.
Pull the zip cord. Rome Odunze.
Thank you.
Who scored every week early and then did not score the last 2 weeks, but they have a good matchup against that horrible Ravens defense. So I'll take Rome Odunze.
Odunze. Billy?
I'm going with Michael Pittman Jr. Colts are home against the Titans. Give me Pittman Jr.
Okay.
Nice
Michael
one.
Pittman, who you got, Nick?
Falcons are playing the worst run defense in the league in the Miami Dolphins. Not going Bijan Robinson because that's too heavy a favorite. So give me Tyler Algier for a rushing or anytime touchdown this
okay.
week.
Okay, I like that. Terps going with DeAndre Swift, who's been great the last couple of weeks against that Ravens defense. So Sutton, Odunze, Pittman, Algier, Swift, add them all up.
One ham would get you a PS5 and a half.
Nice.
$777 doll hairs.
We're back.
Yeah, this is the week to do it.
We're back.
That looks good. I like that. Two running backs, three receivers. I like the balance there. So I'm in on the Bozo Touchdown Parlay.
Good
week
blend.
8. We'll have that updated at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram shortly.
Yo. Cut it. So.
Grab bag. Grab.
All right, this just into the news desk. Sean McAdam, the first I saw to have the Red Sox and friend of the station, Jason Veritek, are nearing a multi-year contract.
Oh,
so
good.
It looks like the captain might be back.
The on-air negotiations worked out pretty well for him, I guess.
Famously.
Remember, that was going right into his meeting later that day with Breslau.
How could I forget?
Huh.
Yeah, so that is a good sign, I guess, for those that wanted the captain back, Jason Veritek. I'm also guessing maybe not the managerial openings or availability out there.
No, the Giants.
Maybe sniffed around a little bit.
Giants brought in the manager from the University of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Which I imagine would frustrate him a little bit.
A little bit.
Kurt Suzuki, was he an ex-catcher? He was an ex-catcher, right? I think the Angels went with another ex-catcher. Not
there goes the random player today.
Not Veritek.
Toss Kurt Suzuki out. Cross him off the list.
Sorry.
That is a good one.
Okay. But good for Veritek.
Yeah, good for Veritek. He's back.
Yeah.
Jones got a friend in Keith. Jones got a friend in Keith. It's 1:30. Time's a dragging. All Jonesy's done all day is nag. You just remember it's time to grab bag. Boy, Jones got a friend in Keith. Yeah, Jones got a friend in Keith.
Boston Celtics looking for their first win of the season tonight in action at the New York Knicks. This game is on Prime Video, which is annoying.
Yes.
But the NBA is on Prime this year, including tonight's game, 7:30, Celtics-Knicks, where New York is 3.5-point favorites. We've mentioned this before. It's annoying that it's on Prime. To me, it's more annoying that it's on Prime because it makes it difficult to flip around during commercials or like watch other things.
Yeah.
Rather than like, oh, I don't have Prime. Cause I do think a lot of people do have Prime. It's just a pain in the ass to watch something solely on it.
I was annoyed flipping back and forth to the Bruins last night, and it works both ways. It's hard to turn the football game off because then you're going to the hockey game. That's the easier way to do it. Going back to Prime to get into the game is annoying, but I'm with you. Apple TV on a Friday night baseball game, that is, to me, a valid complaint.
Yeah.
You should probably have Prime. Especially since the NFL's been on there for, what, 2 or 3 years now? You should probably
Thursday Night Football, right. If you're watching last night, then yeah. All
the grab bags. Walk like this, 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 this. Grab bags. Walk like this, 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 this.
All the grab bags. Walk like this. Jones and Keefe.
Speaking of Prime, you saw the Chargers blow out the Vikings last night, 37-10. Justin Herbert, ugh, 3 touchdown passes, including one to Ladd McConkey. So the Chargers improved to 5-3. Vikings fall to 3-4. But as it relates to the AFC playoff picture, do we have to reassess how we feel about the Chargers?
No, I still don't take them all that seriously. Herbert looked good. Herbert moved well. That touchdown throw to, who was it, Trey Harris, where he was like scrambling around and had his eyes up and hit Harris in the end zone, was real nice. But no, I'm not overly afraid of them. I was let down by the Vikings, though, because I had Vikings money line last night, plus 150 or whatever it was, and that was over early.
We took this trip to Garden Grove.
Grab bag.
Inside the van. Oh, yeah.
All right, the Bruins season may already be over. They have lost 6 straight games. They're off until tomorrow when they take on the Colorado Avalanche, who have not lost in regulation yet this year. They're 5-0-3.
They've already beaten the Bruins.
And they've already beaten the Bruins. So it'll be a 3 o'clock game tomorrow at TD Garden. If you like the Bees, they're plus 150.
I don't.
A little low, actually.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
More juice on that.
Same as the Vikings last night.
I would think you'd want a little bit more out of that. But and also the comments coming out of the locker room or the dressing room yesterday lead me to believe if they lose a few more games this week, next week, and going into the end of the month, it's over. Like, from outside, I'm like, all right, what's Gavin McKenna doing this year at Penn State? But for them, I was surprised how quickly it's turned for them. I thought they'd be even somehow more positive than they've been.
No.
They're negative.
And then you got Sturm after the game. Just like, what changes are we making? We can't make any changes. What do you want me to do with this crap?
Can't make any changes.
By the way, text line points out, this was probably an oversight on our end.
Probably.
No tight ends in the parlay on National Tight End Day?
We screwed that up.
Is that this weekend? Sunday? Is it?
Change it.
Last week was running back. Yeah,
Henry, Harold Fannin.
We might need a
Kyle Pitts.
We might need a second Bozo touchdown.
Oh, just a tight end only. Parlay.
Yeah, maybe.
Just like our first survivor pool. Keith.
What do you mean?
I haven't done the survivor pool yet.
You got grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Let's get to the Week 8 Survivor pick.
I knew he was going to remember.
Let's do that right now.
Nick had no faith.
Nick and Billy and Terp are out, so it's down to me and Jones, 7-7, trying to figure out some winners. And obviously, you can't repeat teams, so if you're still in your Survivor League, it might be getting down to it. Jones, where are you going this week?
So I would like to go to another game. I've already used that team. It's really the first time I've run into that situation. So I am going with the Atlanta Falcons this week at home against the Miami Dolphins. They are 7.5-point favorites. The Dolphins are a mess. The Falcons are real hit or miss, but I do think the one predictable thing about them is they play much better at home on turf. So I have Atlanta minus 7.5. Who are you going with?
I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts. They are massive favorites. It's 14.5.
Yeah, this is the team. I used them 2 weeks ago. This is the team I would have liked to have used.
They're playing the Tennessee Titans, so they should win. Now, there's always that weird division game where a team, doesn't beat somebody that they should, but I'll still take the Colts because I think right now they're the team with the best record in the NFL. So like eventually they're going to get tripped up and they're going to lose one. But based on the teams that I have and have not used, I will go with the Colts.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Grab back! Guys! Guys! Guys!
How about this, Jones? College football on tomorrow.
Yep.
Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels will try to turn their season around as they take on number 16, Virginia. They are pretty healthy dogs, 10.5 points at home.
Oh, that's what I was just going to ask. Where are the Hoos? Okay, so we're at
the
UNC.
The game is at UNC. They are 2-4. UVA is 6-1 and ranked 16th. This is a high noon kickoff on the ACC network.
No joke, I might give Bill a cover in this one. They're not going to win.
They covered against Cal.
Yeah, I don't know that I love Virginia on the road, even in a conference. I might give Bill a cover in this. I want the 10.5. I think I want
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Bill in the points.
Yeah.
Ole Miss and Oklahoma, two top 13 teams. That's also at high noon. That could be a good one. Missouri, Vanderbilt, I believe that's where game day is going to be.
Yeah,
I think.
It looks like it. Yeah, I see McAfee there now. Okay. Yeah.
And then there's LSU, Texas A&M. That's another top 20 matchup.
So I love A&M. That's a fun team to watch.
They're only 2.5-point favorites because they're at Baton Rouge.
Tough place to play.
Oh, yeah.
Death Valley.
Oh, Hornets Nest.
But A&M's a fun team to watch, I'd probably lean that way.
Boston College looking to snap their Bruins like 6-game losing streak.
Yeah,
they wouldn't
wait for it.
At Louisville.
Okay.
And they are currently 26.5-point dogs.
You know what?
That's a tough go. You taking them in the points?
I got Bill covering. Give me both Bills covering right this weekend. That's a lot of points.
Take both Bills covering.
EA grab bag. It's in the game.
Feels like it's been a long time, but we got baseball back tonight, Jones. Game one of the World Series.
Tonight. Wow.
Dodgers and Blue Jays from Toronto. It is an 8:00 first pitch on Fox.
Oh, Big Fox.
Big Fox, like, we'll take it.
Nice. Good.
We'll punt it to FS1.
Good for them.
We'll take the World Series. It'll be Blake Snell, who has been filthy.
Yeah, I'll take
this
him.
Postseason.
I'll take him and the Dodgers.
You led the Dodgers to the World Series?
I agree. It's going to be more of that. He's 3-0 with a .86 ERA this postseason going up against Trey Yesavage.
They are on the money line.
Yeah.
I see -150, which feels less stealing, I feel like. But Snell legitimately has turned into like one of the best recent vintage big game pitchers there is.
He's been awesome. All you gotta do is like leave him out there and then let him
that
pitch.
Would
him
be
take
the key, yeah.
My name is Brad.
Bruce Springsteen biopic starring Jeremy Allen White in theaters tonight leads us to an obvious question. When do we get the Kid Rock biopic?
Oh, it's such a good question.
When do we get Kid Rock?
Honestly,
who plays Kid Rock? And why not Timothy Chalamet?
Bobert.
Who does?
Oh, I'll tell you who plays Bobert.
She should play herself.
No, who is the girl with the toaster strudel girl from Mean Girls?
Oh, Lacey Chabert.
Lacey Chabert plays Bobert.
Sure.
Yeah. He's going to get that tribal tat, though.
Here's the thing. Can I go to the premiere with her? Can I go to the premiere? I want to go to the premiere. I've seen her.
Can we win a sweepstakes or
something?
I have
seen her watch a movie, and I would like to go to the premiere with her, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kid Rock.
Right.
But it's the boss.
I want a dark, gritty Kid Rock biopic. That's a great idea.
Greg was excited about the boss. I think he's going to do a review on Monday for it.
Great.
So we'll see how it is. I bet it's acted well. I like that dude, but I'm not all that interested overall.
Me neither.
You are a
grab bag.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Horror movie of the day. I'm going with a movie that came out earlier this year that tonight will be on HBO Max.
Oh, wow.
So if you missed it somehow the first time around, Weapons.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go!
Weapons is an amazing movie. Me and Nick, big fans of it. We did a dork podcast on it. We even talked to one of the actresses from the show, Bragg.
Big time.
From the show, from the movie.
Yeah.
She was great. And, one of the best movies of the year and one that I'll rewatch. That's how good it was. So.
You would recommend Milton Williams watches it during the day.
During the daytime.
Yeah, watch that.
Oh, yeah.
With the lights on.
Or
with
like 5-6 guys around.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Every day that I'm in making
grab bag.
All right, let's find out who the best NBA performers were from last night. Was it Benedict Mathurin? 36 points, 11 boards.
Good game.
Was it Pascal Siakam? 32 points, 15 boards. Mm. Was it Steph Curry? 42 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists.
11.
Forced overtime.
Was it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? 55 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists.
Or
Aaron Gordon, 50 points, 8 rebounds.
I think you got to give it to Aaron Gordon. I think he hit 10 threes.
He did it the ethical way, not SGA at the
line. Yeah, seriously.
Okay, now you usually hold this against them.
That they lost. I picked a loser 2 nights ago, too. I think I'm just out on that. You score 50.
Best performer of the night, you might be a loss.
And you're Aaron Gordon. SGA, I barely count. I'm with Nick on this. But Aaron Gordon, 10 threes and 50 points, give it to him.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, we're going with a World Series edition of the random baseball player.
Kurt Suzuki?
This guy played in the World Series. It's not Kurt Suzuki, although he played the same position. He was a backstop in the World Series. He played 17 seasons in the majors.
Not part of the infield. Good to know. Okay.
Well, he is.
Nope.
It's Marcelo Meyer, I believe, confirmed that.
Part of the battery.
Infield. He's in the infield. He's an infielder. Uh-huh. He sort of like sees all the infielders from where he
stands off of the infield.
I didn't stand anywhere. He kind of crouches down. And so this man won 2 World Series, including a World Series MVP. And he was a catcher.
Wow. Buster Posey.
No.
I was going to say, he's got to be way worse than that.
No. I feel like that's all I really need to say. I might give away too much. He played for.
Yeah, who'd he play for? Who he
played
for?
He played for Houston, Minnesota, the Angels, the Cardinals, the White Sox, the Royals, the Indians, the Mariners, and mostly with the Blue Jays.
Mostly with the Blue Jays.
Yeah. 17 seasons in the majors.
Where was he World Series MVP?
He was World Series MVP with the Toronto Blue Jays. He won 2 World Series with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who the catcher was on those teams because I clearly don't. Benito Santiago.
No, Gladden was the only name I could think of.
No, it's not Benito Santiago, please.
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 I
hit 2 home runs in the 1992 World Series and was named World Series MVP. Hit 381 in the series.
Ooh.
Ripped 16 hits. wait a minute. No, that was just in the whole playoffs.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
That was the whole. I was like, wait a minute. In one series? Yeah. That was in 12 total games. He had 16 hits and 2 home runs.
Wow.
But he was named the World Series MVP. Followed that up with another World Series ring.
It's not
famous backstop.
It's not Dan Wilson.
Twitch line has it. Text line has it.
Twitch line.
It's not Dan the Man Wilson.
No. But it's. I want to say something when I hear it.
Text and Twitch. It's flying in.
I'm cheating and looking. Ugh, Pat Borders.
He got it.
The Red Sox win.
Pat the Bat Borders.
They had a lot of the keys back then. Whoever was doing radio for TSN in Canada was Pats were the key back then. Pat Henkin, Pat Borders. It wasn't Derek's.
Flying Pats.
It was Pats. Is what it
true.
Was. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Pat Borders.
Pat Borders.
Not Russell Martin. Texter. Sorry.
No.
Good guess.
Pat Neshek.
I thought it was finally Rob Barajas until he said the names.
It was not Rob Barajas. It was Pat Borders. Also, I believe, played for Team USA. And was it the – what was that? Was it in the World Baseball Classic, like, after he retired?
Oh, there was one of those?
No, there was, like, a team that – yeah, I think he
I remember I had, like, Frank Thomas baseball cards. He was playing for Team USA when he was, like, 19 or 20.
Oh, when he was a young gun.
It wasn't that. He was his career was over, he was playing for Team USA?
I want to say he did. Yo, he played in the 2000 Olympics. That's what it was. 2000 Olympics.
That sounds like
great
competition.
Yeah. Down in Sydney.
But you're the Olympics guy over there.
I love the Olympics.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the best thing in the world. It happens every 2 years.
Random ball player.
2026 games, just months away.
Can't wait. Random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. Let's wrap things up. Check in with WEEI Afternoons. You got her. Yeah, I got Fitzy. I got Ted.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get to the clip du jour now.
All right, back here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. Jones, it is time for our clip du jour. Are you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. The clip of the day. And today, it was a caller. Some of our callers sometimes bring jokes.
Sometimes they bring
I brought a clip.
Sometimes
they brought a clip.
Go ahead, yeah, Cody.
All right, so I have an interesting take, but I have a pretty bad trash joke at the end of it, if you guys let me get to it. But okay. First of all, I want to say this is the best show on the radio. You guys are legitimately like role models to me. I think that both of you add so much to each
society
midday for someone that drives for a job. So okay. I appreciate you.
Right.
Anyways, I want to get to the Bruins. I think that there's one person they need to go after like directly, and that's Brady Tkachuk.
Brady Tkachuk. So you want Brady Tkachuk?
I do too.
You say you had a joke?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, no. So I had a joke. I was going to say, what's the best way to make a pasta recipe, or how do you make pasta better?
Which is it?
You had a little chuck to it.
I didn't hate it.
What was it?
Yeah, a little chuck to it.
Ew.
Like some ground chuck.
To make pasta better?
Yeah, meat sauce.
I appreciate the effort.
It wasn't a great joke. He prefaced
it
with that.
He did say that, but then
and he did really butter us up.
He kind of fumbled over it a few times, and then he didn't even ask it correctly. He had to correct himself, and then when he first said it, he wanted Brady Tkachuk, he said, just called him Chuck.
So was that a long con? Was that part of the joke?
His name is Chuck.
I think he
got a little Chuck to it.
I think he slipped up.
I
gave it away already.
Yeah, I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
I think
I think he betrayed himself at the start. Is what I think it was.
Well, he was nervous.
Yeah,
he was talking
Brady
greatness.
Thank you.
That's Brady Tkachuk.
Role models.
Anybody who drives. Time now for our favorite game. Was it a compliment?
Yeah, I think.
I don't know.
That one was.
He just wanted to stay on the air longer, which worked.
Good con.
Yeah.
WEEI Afternoons comes your way in a moment. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Head to the Nines for the hearty helpings of homestyle chicken pot pie with tons of chicken or the classic Yankee pot roast loaded with slow simmered beef. You gotta love the Nines.
You got a little chuck to it.
What's up, Art? That's true. They do add that at the Nines.
Am I the only one who envisioned him doing something with his hands when he said chuck to it? Some sort of karate chop
animated.
Or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
air guns.
So good about it.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Josh McDaniels, 2:15.
Okay.
Right out the gate.
I thought it was a McDaniels week.
Yeah, it's a McDaniels week. We won't have an F-bomb from Springer. Josh has not sworn on our show yet, so maybe we could get that fired up. Obviously, there'll be some questions about Drake May, and is he the second best quarterback in football right now?
You got to ask him about another team saying that what the Patriots do isn't complex. That's the second. Canales said it, and now Grant Delpit is saying it from the Browns.
Ooh, some shots at Josh McDaniels.
That's
his offense.
His whole scheme.
All we do is score points. That's complex.
Pretty simplistic.
top 10 offense right now, so seems like it's working with a elite quarterback. We'll talk to Mike Giardi, 3:30, and Ted Johnson's back in the mix, so I can virtually guarantee we'll be discussing this latest Pablo Torre podcast he shreds Michael Lombardi and his legacy and just build up and resume and everything.
We actually, we got some texts about that. They're like, hey, have you guys talked about this? We haven't, but I've seen a lot
it's
of
awesome.
What's in there.
I only got halfway through the podcast on the drive in, but you basically have Bill Walsh's son saying he barely knew my dad. He got sandwiches for him. He was not anything like he was not nice. Learning at his hip or anything like that. Al Davis rip it. There's just a ton of shots of fabricating sort of his image. I'm starting to rethink. I need to I brought Bill Belichick clips in 2001. Did I guide Bill Belichick through game week preparation? It's all how you package it.
Put it on there.
I'm learning that. I got to write a book, Football Genius, Andy Hart. Learning at the side of Bill Belichick through the most incredible season ever.
What year were the clips?
2001.
What had he done before that?
Exactly. When he aligned with me, what did he do?
How about that?
Super Bowl. I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Very Lombardi-esque thought there.
What was that, Billy?
So you started Spygate.
You said, well, you do have to wear that,
you take the good,
too.
You take the bad. I get the facts of life, right?
That's
fair.
That's also on you. That's true.
Also found out that, get it ready. You ready? You got your finger?
Yeah. No, Nick's ready to go.
That Lombardi and I have the same Super Bowl rings, like the employee ring. The ones that are B or C level rings.
The loser ring?
They actually get very much into that.
Yeah,
they're literally called A rings, B rings, and C rings.
Well, of course.
And, what they are.
I'll take that last one.
Stop it.
I almost got a B ring in high school.
Stop it.
I'm going
to. Is this why I get blamed for everything going off the rails? They take my words and they twist them. It's not right.
All right.
2:15, Josh McDaniels. Football talk.
Stay tuned for afternoons. They come your way. At 2 o'clock, 617-779-7937. Why don't you dial them up, huh? Have a great weekend. Root for the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. We will talk to you on Monday at 10. It's Patriots Monday. What happened in Week 8? All that good stuff on Monday at 10 o'clock on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore.
Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.